Support for WGLT's Grow comes from FS Custom Turf by Evergreen FS. FS Custom Turf offers complete lawn and tree care services to preserve the health of yards, trees, and shrubs. Products and services detailed at evergreen-fs.com.
Tree roots interfering with a sewer line is not an uncommon plumbing problem. After all, the wastewater line is carrying nutrient-rich water, and tree roots have a way of seeking out that water. This is WGLT's gardening podcast, Grow, with our expert Patrick Murphy. He's with Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. Patrick, thanks for being here.
Great to talk to you, Mike.
We've had tree root questions before, questions about surface roots or roots disturbing a patio or sidewalk or planting perennials around the base of a tree around the root flare. Now we have a question about roots in a sewer line. But before we get to that question, let's talk about roots.
Sure, Mike. The tree roots, the roots on woody plants, anything you can think of, they have four main functions, and that is to anchor the tree to the ground. They store foods for the dormancy period, absorption, and conduction, so the roots are actually carrying stuff to other parts of the tree. Roots seek moisture and oxygen for growth, and absorption roots are typically found at the top 12 inches of any soil anywhere on Earth. Roots travel laterally, usually far beyond the width of the crown's drip line, and roots travel horizontally to improve their anchorage and to exploit deeper growing conditions in the soils or divert away from some surface obstructions. And these roots that go in the other direction, move horizontally, are called sinkers.
It's easy to forget about the underground structure of a tree while enjoying the leaves, the color, the flowers, and the fruit above ground, but there's a lot there.
Tree roots are often forgotten and overlooked while we bask in all the good that the above ground tree parts do for us. Tree roots can equal or exceed the mass of the above ground tree parts, and tree roots grow and grow and grow, just like the above ground parts of the tree.
You could almost just take an image of the roots and the tree and flip it upside down, and it would be, what, sort of a mirror image?
There's some architectural similarity in the rhythm and the silhouette of the roots and whatever the tree looks like above ground. So a columnar tree, it'll have roots that are a little more columnar as they dive into the earth.
So if trees grow underground, much like the tree does above ground, can you prune roots to keep the roots in check, much like you'd prune a branch overhanging your roof? Can you prune roots to keep them away from underground structures like a sewer line?
You can, and pruning roots is common in the art form of bonsai, mei-mei, and the craft of harvesting trees. In each case, the growth cycle of the tree is considered when you are going to conduct the work. Tree roots like cooler soils, temperatures in the 50s for growth. Active root growth is greatest in the spring, so March, April, May, and then again in the fall, September, October, and November, when cooler soil temperatures are present. So early spring and early fall are great times to prune roots so they can heal and regrow new fibrous root ends after the pruning.
So we had a question from Sarah Dolan of Normal about tree roots and sewer lines. What's her question?
Sarah is speculating in some real estate that has clay tile sewer line. Clay lines are older but very useful and sustainable. The question is about how to mitigate the roots of a maple tree invading that line and how to do so without killing the tree. I'm not exactly sure of the maple species, but all trees have the potential to invade submerged tiles. Some trees are more known for it than others, and those are typically fast-growing, flexible, soft trees like a willow or cottonwood or a silver maple. Especially in dry soils where roots must occupy deeper soils to get away from warm, dry layer at the surface. So for Sarah's maple, one could utilize a chemical herbicide used to chemically prune roots to clear them from the lines that carry water. So it could be a drain tile, it could be a sewer tile. If there's water in the tile, that's where the roots need to be removed. Chemical pruning essentially burns the roots away in a manner that will enable water flow in the tile to remove the root clog.
I've put crystals down a toilet before, and those crystals are supposed to kill roots. Is this the type of application you're talking about?
Yeah, it's real close to that. The treatment will require several repeat applications in order to halt the regrowth of the roots for a specific period of time. Similar to the above ground pruning, the tree parts will grow away from something that halts growth over time. And over time, those roots near these tiles will give up trying to infiltrate those tiles, and they'll set up shop probably just outside the tile.
People should, of course, follow directions on the label when using these types of chemicals, but should they take advice from a plumber or an arborist when choosing the product?
Well, I had the conversation with Sarah, and she received some information from a plumber, and it was about the condition of the tile. So the arborist part came in when she spoke to me, and I recommended some products that are commonly used in the arboriculture and landscape maintenance industry.
And they don't hurt the tree, just the roots, because my instinct would be that the roots are going to absorb this.
Well, there are some. So it's really important to understand what you're getting into. And I think that that's what Sarah was up to when she contacted me, because these products are a contact rather than a systemic herbicide. So systemic herbicides, the tree sucks it in. It becomes part of the tree's chemistry. Whereas the contact herbicide, that is contact between the roots and the chemical, and then it burns away the invading root parts, leaving the rest to heal and live on.
The sewer line can be bored out, the roots actually cut out with a rotating blade pushed through the pipe. Also, that doesn't harm the tree?
That's up for debate. So you could harm a clay tile line with the rotating blades, because the clay tile becomes brittle and is fragile over time. When it just lays in the earth and water runs through it, the tile seems to do just fine. But when you're talking about putting a vibratory blade down in that brittle tile, that could be a problem. That would work better for, say, steel pipe. You might want to avoid running a vibratory auger down a plastic PVC pipe as well. So you got to be careful with the mechanical removal. But the tree can live on for decades after the roots have been disturbed, especially when the root ends are cut rather than left damaged with torn or shredded root ends. Clippers, hand pruners, loppers, a handsaw, they go a long way in recovery of wounds to the root system when you can have access to them.
So if the sewer line isn't too deep, could you actually just take a flat-edge spade or something from above and cut away the roots?
One could. And I think that the amount of calories required to do so, I think that that's a much bigger job for your average do-it-yourself gardener or landscaper. Most of these tiles are going to be down deep enough, Mike, that they're below the frost line. So unless you're out in California or somewhere in the southeast or in the southwest, this tile is going to be down pretty far. And in a lot of places that I mentioned where it's not so cold and there's not a concern about frost, the lines are placed deep enough to avoid the weight of vehicles and equipment and things like that from pushing on them from above. But I'd also like to share, I've seen these tiles dug up before, and the roots collared around the pipe like a huge donut, with the only gap being this little tiny pipe, crushed pipe, if you will, in the center. So I don't know if I would qualify it as a do-it-yourself project with a good sharp spade and a machete.
The roots actually crushed the pipe?
They did. And the root mass was so dense, it was almost like a sponge with a hole in the middle of it. It was a massive, like the size of a garbage can, roots all the way around this little 2-inch pipe down in the ground.
If you have questions or comments about trees or tree roots or anything in the garden or landscape, get in touch, and Patrick Murphy with Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences will answer them. I'm Mike McCurdy. Send your questions to wglt.org/grow.